verses 10 to verse 20. It's hard to believe, but we are only two messages this Sunday and next Sunday away from finishing Philippians, Lord willing. You believe that? We're getting there. What an amazing book this has been for us. It's served us so incredibly well these past few months, hasn't it? This book has just been unbelievable. And if you recall last Sunday, we had the joy really of focusing on the first part of this closing section. So if you remember, we read verses 10 all the way to verse 20 last Sunday, just to get the kind of flow of everything. But we really focused last Sunday on verses 10 to 13. And this morning, we're going to pick up from there and focus on the second part of this text, verses 14 to 20. And so this is part two of that same message, if you will. If you didn't get a chance to hear the first part, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it, because it'll help you put this whole kind of section, this whole part of Philippians together. And so with fresh gratefulness, fresh expectancy, let's hear from this beloved man who has served us so well, Paul, one more time. As we listen, let's remember this is God's word speaking to us this morning. Paul writes, "I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We can always go home after that. And may the Lord bless the preaching of his word. I don't know how many of you got woken up last night. We were in the middle of the night resting comfortably, and then you start hearing that little pink, you know, just like there's a storm, like little pellets of hail were hitting our window, and you realize what a downpour. You realize like everything's lightning's going off and thunder's just shaking the house, and it is a complete deluge outside. We'd gone to a concert, actually, an outdoor concert last night, and you could see that it was like trying to get there. You know, you could see it was kind of feel it in the air, those nights that you just kind of sit, something's brewing. And so you can hear it rumbling kind of in the background, and there's kind of a reddish tinge to the sky. And even sprinkled a time or two. I think the guy that was playing was determined to like charge right through it. So he just kept playing. We left. But I checked the radar. Whatever happened, it never quite built to what I thought it was going to build to during the day. But whatever happened between when we went to bed and 3 hours later or 2 hours later, 11:30 or whatever time it was enough to completely strengthen this storm, right? It turned into a real deluge. And so I wake up and groggy eyed, and I look at the phone, and I'm trying to figure out what the radar is saying. And I realize that it's not just like green or yellow or orange over our house. It's like the deepest darkest reddish purple is right smack over our house. And I just walked outside just to see it just coming down like cats and dogs coming down, absolutely unloading. And so whatever, like I said, conditions had ripened to the point where those clouds finally burst. And I think it was just an impressive display of what happens over those, whatever those conditions happen. It was just such an impressive display. And it's hard to put into words, but I thought about it as I watched that come down. That intensification process is a little bit like how Paul has put this book together. A little bit like it, right? It has been building up. He's been slowly building and putting it all together and helping us see and coming alongside and caring for us in every possible way. And he's been building it up to this crescendo of